delighted to introduce or to welcome Dr. Lamy.
Thank you for having me again, and it's a pleasure to join everyone else. I've been listening to what the experts have shared, and it's very interesting because as I'm listening, I have been thinking that I've probably modified my thoughts and thinking about the subject. Today, I guess the subject is how to thrive turbulent time in family business.
Yeah.
So I will talk about it from a psychological perspective, which I call the micro perspective. And I guess each of us bring a different angle to the table. And to complete this whole puzzle of helping family businesses survive and thrive. So turbulent time tends to create uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And usually when we face uncertainty, it brings about certain types of emotions and feelings. As we've observed during COVID time, there was a lot of fear and confusion and anger and sadness. And it's very difficult for people to deal with that. And it put a lot of businesses in challenging situations whereby they had to probably lay off certain people and they didn't agree on how to manage things or how to do things. And I think as a psychologist, as a clinical psychologist, I always bring it down to the micro level and looking at what's happening to individuals inside the family business. Now, of course, the conversation is different when you've got multi-generational family businesses or when it's a first generation or just first and second generations. But I want to give like an umbrella perspective. So turbulent times bring these emotions and feelings, and quite often people are not in touch with that or don't understand it. And therefore, what I've realized is that people tend to deal with it in one of three ways. One is they become emotional withdrawers or emotional outwarders or emotional runners. And what do I mean? So an emotional withdrawer will be someone who withdraws from everyone else, go within, doesn't want to communicate or participate, and feel very, very negative about the situation, and most likely will develop some form of depression. The outwarders are those who want to air out how they feel, and they talk to almost everyone and anyone about what's going on with them and the situation and how difficult it may be and how fearful they are, because that allows them to run away from those feelings and soothe the system. But that's like a band-aid. The emotional runner are those who actually are in denial and act as if nothing is happening. They tend to ignore reality and act as normal. Now, why do people tend to run into defense mechanism mode? Because uncertainty touches upon our survival mechanism. And a survival mechanism throws us into places or unfamiliar territories. And it creates, people can feel anything from lack of control over the situation, which really unbalances them, and then we don't know what to do, and we start to act out in different ways. It touches upon trust. A sense of trust is broken because you start questioning whether you can trust yourself, whether you can trust family members. When it comes to COVID, you start asking, can I trust the government to handle the situation? Can I ask the local authorities? Can I trust other people? And it's very hard to accept because it's something unfamiliar to us. So the what usually we need to do is to really focus on the building blocks of our existence. And instead of going into these negative places, to look at it and start adopting a new way of thinking and understanding that actually in every challenge situation, there are unknown opportunities and there is a silver lining in everything. And uncertainty can be the catalyst for us to develop new frontiers that are unfamiliar to us or unknown to us. And there are ways to do that, and some of the experts have mentioned it earlier, but I will add to that a few things. So the first thing that I say to clients is to first, let's identify what's going on the unconscious and subconscious level. What are the emotions that are present, and why do we run away from them? Then they need to learn to regulate them. So, because when emotions run the show, usually you're not capable of making sound decisions that will sustain you in the longer run. Then we look at, you know, the importance of coming together as a family and being united. And after you work on those emotions and feelings and people understand what's going on and the family dynamic and what takes place, they're more amenable to come together and really work united on whatever it may be. And people are, you know, the ego doesn't kick in and interferes. And as everybody else mentioned, then you can communicate in a healthy way. You can communicate what needs to be communicated, because most of the time there is what I call an undelivered communication, where things that should be said are not said and are in the way. And healthy communication helps family members to understand each other and to have more empathy and compassion. And then we move into the action base. Because, you know, just going through all those building blocks won't help unless we take actions. But then the actions that we take are probably will be more aligned with success and surviving and thriving this situation. And actions are important because from a psychological perspective, it helps soothe the anxiety. So, and one more point actually, uncertain times require a different way of thinking and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the place that we are able to deal with the emotions that interfere, creativity spurs, and then solution starts to show up and appear. Supposedly out of nowhere. It's like our higher self can start to bring us creative solutions. So in a nutshell, that's my perspective on how to survive and thrive in turbulent times.
Wow. Thank you for that. That was wonderful. That was, I think some of what you said were things that, you know, many of us could probably relate to, but the reasons behind them weren't clear, certainly not to me. And so thank you for explaining them. But so here's one of my questions. You mentioned that the coming together, right, with family during turbulence is a way of addressing this hyper stress or stress or whatever the correct psychological word is that you feel, the threat that you feel as a result of the unknown situation. Is that right? The actual physical coming together with your family, or what is it that gives us that we can't find on our own?
That's a very good question. So when we are on our own, there is that we have our own conversations in our mind. We have our inner dialogue. We are,
right.
Have our inner fears. We have, you know, it's like we live in this, our own bubble. And sometimes our own bubble tends to exacerbate reality and can stop us from really seeing things in a different light. And when we come together and we communicate with family members, for example, we actually hear their own concerns and their own fears and their own anger and whatever it is that they may feel. And that soothes us. That creates a sense of belonging. That, that eases the loneliness or the inner chatter in our head. And a third party even more so, because a third party can point out blind spots. A third party can point out to us, what do we do to ourselves that is actually harming us rather than helping us?
Right.
And there's something about being, you know, if I take a spiritual perspective, we are here on the planet, not alone for a reason. There is something powerful in coming together that probably it's not even on the conscious level that's helpful to us. I've got someone else next to me. I've got someone else with me. I can share. I am not alone. You know, other people feel the same.
I understand. Okay, so now, again, I'm trying to build my picture in my mind about this. So here we are. We're, let's say, running a family business, or we're next gen. And suddenly this unexpected situation comes along. We're stressed. Yeah, the fright or flight. We put ourselves in a place where we're not going to be thinking clearly, imaginatively, innovatively. And so we need to get back to developing our relationships, or repairing our relationships perhaps with our family, close people, professionals. Because that is going to allow us to generate solutions that help us address this unusual situation. Am I describing it right?
Yes, you are. And some, it doesn't. Our relationship can be okay without, you know, during regular times, but I think turbulent times touches upon core issues that are unresolved.
Right.
Sends each of us into a survivor mode. And usually family members don't understand the other person's survival mechanism. So coming together and even just getting clear about that, it helps people's relationship, communication, interaction, because it is as if you're not taking things personally anymore. Oh, I understand. They say that because of that.
Right.
If they behave this way, it's not against me. So, togetherness, understanding, communication, you know, learning about each other's MOs and the deeper things, it's always helpful if you do it in a healthy way, non-judgmental, non-critical, supportive and loving way. If you create that for the family, or if the family created for itself.
Makes absolute sense. So, why aren't people doing this? I mean, you know, already, what's stopping them?
I think it's a combination of few things. There is a stigma about this. I mean, people don't want to admit that there's something wrong. We all have our social personas we want to preserve. We all think that being successful means I shouldn't have problems, I shouldn't feel anything, I shouldn't suffer, I shouldn't experience all these negative emotions. We've got to be strong. So it's hard for people to say, hey, you know, something is not 100% with me, something is off and I don't understand it. That's really difficult. I think also there isn't enough awareness about how a process such as this can help. I call it a therapeutic coaching, deep consulting process can help. People don't know what it means.
Right.
Because they think, okay, here, just go to someone and I talk to them. Well, I can do it with a friend. I can do it with a family member. Why do I need to reach out to a professional?
Yeah.
So there is a lack of understanding of an awareness of the process itself.
Thank you again, Dr. Lani. Pleasure to see you. Have a lovely time in California.
Thank you.
And we shall speak soon.